Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. An urban legend in Colombia tells of a secret academy in the Andes Mountains which has been training professional pickpockets since the 1980s. Now, if that sounds mysterious, well, that suits the band School of Seven Bells just fine. They took their name from this mythical gang. The Brooklyn Trio makes gauzy, dreamlike pop centered around the vocal harmonies of a pair of twin sisters. Their second album, Disconnect from Desire, comes out later this month, and the band is here to give us a live preview. Here with an unplugged edition of a song called Windstorm are the members of the band School of Seven Bells.
That's not to say that I don't feel the limitations and the drop from the expectations. It's not naive, but the heart of creation is the only thing proven true to me. Past has thrown shadows over my shoulder, that echo song. Movement of my desires lost like a stone, cast as a wish into a well with no sound, no answer at the end. How can I say it's hard to feel the limitations and the drop from the expectation? It's not naive, but the heart of creation is the only thing proven true to me. When the fire's burning from sky to ground, swing my weight around, begin the windstorm. When the fire's burning from sky to ground, swing my weight around, begin the windstorm. When the fire's burning from sky to ground, swing my weight around, begin the windstorm. When the fire's burning from sky to ground, swing my weight around.
That is School of Seven Bells, and a live performance in our soundcheck studio. The song's called Windstorm. A kind of more amplified electric version of that will appear on the band's new album called Disconnect from Desire, which is out on July 13th, but you're getting a bit of a sneak preview on soundcheck today. The members of the band, School of Seven Bells, include the twin sisters, Ali and Claudia Deesa. Ali plays guitar, Claudia plays the synthesizer, Benjamin Curtis plays the guitar. Ali, first of all, welcome to soundcheck.
Thank you.
The name, School of Seven Bells, is there really such a place up in the Andes, a school of pickpockets called School of Seven Bells?
I would really, really like to think so. I think the fact that it's never been confirmed is also really interesting. I mean, of course, you would ever want to confirm something like that.
But, well, how did you hear about it?
You know, it was really, really late at night. I was watching TV, and, like, the name kind of passed through the air as I was, like, half asleep. And I was like, what is that? And it was more interesting to me that it was a pickpocketing school, you know.
So allegedly.
Well, allegedly, yes.
And the idea being that to graduate from the school, you have to be able to pick seven pockets, all of which have bells in them.
Yes.
Without ringing any of the bells.
That's right.
Very, very mysterious. Benjamin, it seems like mystery is part of the name of the game with this band. There's like a tarot card deck that you guys have designed as well as releasing this record. Is that right?
Yeah, with Brian Collins, who does all of our artwork. We were discussing just the kind of notion of iconography in general, which is an interesting thing anyway. And we just had this idea of just kind of a personalized symbol, kind of transcending the language. We made, you know, he came up with one for the album cover, the album title, and for each song as well, a shape for each song.
Well, now, the album title, Disconnect from Desire, that's from another deck of cards. That's from Brian Eno's Oblique Strategies.
It is, and it's really strange because I don't think that the idea came together that way. I think everything was just really synchronous. We are, of course, huge Eno fans, and you take a look at the Oblique Strategies, and that card popped
just
up.
Just to say, it's a deck of cards that Eno and an artist named Peter Schmidt came up with back in the 70s.
And I think they say it's a set of worthwhile dilemmas, I think it is. If you get a place when you're making something, the idea is to pull a card, and it's just this kind of oblique saying, and hopefully kind of shed some light. Think about your situation differently.
So if you're stuck, you pull a card, and it might give you something to jar your thinking and get you going.
I'm not sure we were stuck, but we pulled that card, and it was just a really revolutionary thought. It's been on our minds ever since, Disconnect from Desire.
So does that actually come out, Ali, in the songwriting? I mean, did you disconnect from desire? Did you decide not to write any love songs or anything like that?
Actually, you know what? I think that's why the card made such a huge impression, because all the songs that I was writing at the time, I feel, sounded like disconnect from desire to me. And it's not necessarily like disconnect from love or anything like that, but I think your compulsion and your need to impose your will onto a situation instead of just seeing what happens, allowing like the rhythms of the situation to guide you.
And is that basically what happens on this album? You able to do that? Just kind of let it happen?
Yes.
The results is an album called Disconnect from Desire, and that album comes out on July 13th. School of Seven Bells is here with us in the performance studio on Soundcheck today. Let's hear another song. ILU is the name of this one. Once again, the group is a trio, Ali and Claudia Deesa and Benjamin Curtis. Their next local show here in New York won't be until September 9th at Brooklyn Bowl in Williamsburg, so you're getting a chance to hear them first here on Soundcheck today. This song called ILU from School of Seven Bells.
Thank you.
are so many things I wish I knew how to say in a way that you'd understand, but I can't. So many times I've tried looking to your eyes for a sign that maybe you feel the same, but you don't. I didn't realize I lost so many nights just trying to lose the pain. And I was a fool to think it'd be easier to leave than to be left behind. I want you to know that I loved you. I want you to know that I loved you. Watching the day break and fighting the urge to sleep, 'cause my dreams won't let this die. All I can see and hear in the dark is you, and it's hard to breathe, 'cause all I feel when I do this aching heart. I want you to know that I loved you. I want you to know I want you to know that I loved you. I want you to know that I loved you.
The band is School of Seven Bells, and that song, ILU, played live in our studio, will be on the band's next record, Disconnect from Desire, coming out on the 13th. But the band's here today with us on Soundcheck, and this is, Benjamin, this is the second record by the band.
Yes, it is.
You guys were touring separately in different groups when you were both opening on a bill with Interpol, right?
That's right,
and that's how you met. How easy was it for you to leave Secret Machines and for you, Allie, and Claudia, to leave On Air Library, the bands that you were in, and do this instead?
It's really difficult, of course, at first. Change is tough, I think, for anybody, you know, and it's risky to leave, you know, especially something precarious as music. It's risky to leave something that's steady and is working, you know, but I think you have to go where the inspiration is and kind of listen to what the world's telling you. And so in that sense, as soon as we started making music, it was the easiest thing in the world because it was exactly what we should have been doing.
And Allie, did you have the same kind of trepidations and when you got into this?
Yeah, it was very, very natural. It seemed like the next step for us to do this. I mean, and it took a few years, but it had to be that way. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it would have just been forced and probably not meant to happen.
Well, the second album, the new one, is called Disconnect from Desire. We can hear a little bit from the recording as we're wrapping up this edition of Soundcheck. Give people a chance to hear what it sounds like when everything's plugged in, and you've been doing a kind of stripped down, mostly acoustic version of these songs for us today. But Allie, Claudia, Benjamin, thank you for coming in and performing for us this afternoon.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
Good luck with the new record. It's called Disconnect from Desire, and this is Soundcheck. The song is called The Wait from School of Seven Bells, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, when art crosses cultural boundaries, the results can be controversial. Find out how the digital age is changing the debate on cultural appropriation. Plus, drummer and composer Paul Motion talks about a long career of breaking the rules of jazz. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program is produced by Brian Wise with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Lauren Harrington. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time next time for another Soundcheck.